And it's so important to get these stories mm-hmm. because we're talking about the older generation, like we call Aloha Q, the mm-hmm. old timers. And their stories, most of them are not recorded anywhere because, and as you said, when you talk to old timers, they really don't want to talk about mm-hmm. the past because it's not a happy past. Mm-hmm. It's very painful because mm-hmm. They had to suffer a lot. Mm-hmm. But if you talk to them for a while, and especially if you can speak Chinese,
yes.
and in my case, it's speaking not great Chinese, because I'm third generation on my mother's side,
okay.
and even though we had to speak Chinese up until we went into grade school,
right.
After, like, with six kids in the family, and I'm number four, by the time it came to me, my parents were kind of giving up on this language rule, but because my parents had a restaurant in Chinatown, we were speaking more regularly than others might have. Spoken, but when you start talking to the old timers and hear their stories, and you're able to draw them out,
mm-hmm.
they're amazing stories, mm-hmm. and they have to be captured because they're in their 80s. Their number is diminishing. Last week I went to the visitation for Mr. Harry Tang, who was very active in the community. He was the manager of the Nanking restaurant, which was one of the big four restaurants in the old Chinatown. Mm-hmm. And he was a very active member of the community. But it's people like him who, when they pass away, there's like hours and hours of stories that he had to tell. And I was lucky that I did speak to him, you know, about some of his stories. But at the Wong's Association, you have Chuck Wong, you have two Chuck Wongs there, and they have amazing stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could just spend hours, and it's just... stuff that you can't find in books or
exactly.
anywhere.
Yeah, once you capture it, then it's either taped or it's in writing, and then it's forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody doesn't take that time,
mm-hmm.
it's gone. It just disappears.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of all the people, the old-timers who are passing away, and the family are going through their things, and they don't know what to do, and it's just... probably ending up in the garbage. Like, it just breaks my heart. Like, photographs and head tax certificates and, you know, immigration papers. These are so important to save.
So with my dad had passed away, and that's also one of my regrets is to not... He came in the 50s,
okay.
so he's seen quite a bit of Toronto and moving from Walton to, you know, to a different area of the city... when he passed, I was going through his things. So this is the one reason why I refuse to throw things out. Which,
okay.
I might become a pack rat. It's just all... I have Toronto history here, and it's just, like, the photo on Walton Street, it's the family there.
Right.
I can't throw that.
Or
just... I even have a receipt from Simpsons that I don't want to throw out.
Yeah.
It's little things like that... it's unbelievable what we have